I was wondering if you could start off and maybe give me some idea of why Alternative for Germany has enjoyed so much success in recent state elections.
Yeah, I think it is essentially to do with the immigrant crisis in that's blown up over the last year or two in particular. But the Alternative started really with a more Eurosceptic outlook rather than a specifically anti-immigrant outlook, and it's been an interesting evolution, I think. A different sort of evolution to UKIP in the UK, which I think has stayed focused mainly on European issues, although immigration is a part of that. But I think the AFD has evolved and grown, particularly in response to the what's perceived as an immigration crisis. And of course, there's been huge numbers of immigrants coming into Germany in the first instance, particularly in the summer of 2015. It's been much quieter this year. I think that's the one thing. I think the other thing is that in a period where you have a grand coalition of the centre-right and the centre-left in power, and that's been the case now in Germany since the last national election, but also in this state of Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, where the elections have been held most recently in the last period, I think that also tends to encourage people to look for a protest vote, because there is no there's no opportunity to vote right instead of left or left instead of right, because left and right are already in the government, and it looks very likely as though that's going to continue in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, and it's hard to see how that's going to change at the national level in Germany even after next year's elections, I would say, as things stand. So I think if you want to protest against the government in that situation, then a party at the extreme is going to be your more likely bet. What's interesting, I think, is that the alternative, with this particular focus on immigrants, has taken over in this particular state in the northeast from the left party, which is the a successor party to the old communists that ran East Germany. That was at times, in fact, a party of government in the northeast, a junior coalition partner. It's also the leader of the coalition in the other eastern state of Thuringia at the moment. But it's more typically been the recipient of the protest votes, and it's interesting, I think, that that protest vote has moved to the alternative now
And
in the light of the migrant crisis.
it's interesting that it's that they're taking votes across the political spectrum, isn't it? Because I mean, you'd expect an anti-immigration party to maybe take votes from the CDU, but it's actually the left as well, isn't it?
Yes, it's taken its votes from across the spectrum. I think it's worth noting, actually, that the party which has been most hit proportionally, actually, was the National Democratic Party, a party which is often seen as a home for neo-Nazis and the extremist far right. That party, which actually got into the parliament in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern at the last elections there 5 years ago, that has been halved in size. It's only from 6% to 3% of the vote, but nonetheless, it's a half of the vote, and that's almost entirely gone to the alternative. But it's absolutely right that people from right across the political spectrum, and in particular, new voters or people who didn't vote at the previous election, have also seen the alternative as the party to vote for. And again, I think that underlines its nature as a protest party. One of the exit polls that I saw showed, I think, that three quarters of the voters for the alternative were voting not really because they closely identified with any one or another political point or manifesto point in the alternative, but because they wanted to give the other parties a shock to their system.
Do you think that will continue into the federal elections? You're talking about voters giving the people in power a bloody nose, but maybe they're more inclined to do that in federal elections and less so in, sorry, in regional elections and less so in federal elections. Is that the case, do you think?
I think that is the case. I mean, the stakes, everybody understands that the stakes are much higher in the national elections, and I think they tend to vote more cautiously in those national elections. than in regional ones. The regional states in Germany do have powers. They're much more important than regional governments in the UK or in certain other parts of Europe. But nonetheless, at the national level, the stakes are a lot higher. Even so, I think it is absolutely to be expected that the alternative will win seats in the national parliament. So that means they need to get more than 5% of the vote. All the opinion polls are showing them likely to get far in excess of that. And again, I think the nature of the grand coalition in Germany's national politics also makes it all the more likely that that people who want to send a powerful message of dissatisfaction to the national government will choose the radical sort of anti-establishment party, which is how the AfD, the alternative, is positioning itself.
Okay, and going forward, what do you think of their chances? I mean, there's an election coming up in Berlin, isn't there, later this month? Cities tend to be more towards the left, don't they? They
do,
supporting?
But I would imagine that the alternative is going to get into the Berlin Parliament in the elections there, which I think are on the 18th, so it's quite soon now. Again, it would be very surprising if they didn't, and I think that Berlin, rather more than has been the case in Mecklenburg, actually, Berlin is a city where the migrant population is very clearly visible. But at the same time, that also means that perhaps it's a city which is more relaxed because it's more familiar with that situation than the largely rural population in Mecklenburg. I think it's also true to say that, as you've suggested, that the left-wing party has got a much stronger base in Berlin. But Berlin politics can be volatile. The last time the Berlin elections were contested, the Pirate Party did extremely well. The Pirate Party is absolutely a non-establishment or an anti-establishment party.
Right.
But that's a party which has pretty much disappeared. It's pretty much dissolved in internal squabbles and not really being clear what it was for.
Yeah.
But those are votes which are perhaps also up for grabs, as well as the votes of people who have not voted in the past because of feeling disenfranchised or not identifying with the politics of any party.
Okay. And what else is next for alternatives? So there's federal elections next year. Berlin this month. Is there any other things we should be looking out for in terms of their progress?
I think the other thing which is always worth keeping an eye on with the alternative is the internal dynamics within the party, because it's still a fairly new party. It's still settling. There's been there have been some fairly vicious fights for the soul and the purpose of the party between those people who would who started off on the more sort of Eurosceptic end, and those people who are using it as a vehicle for racist anti-immigration politics. And I think those battles for the control of the party and where that party is going are going to continue. In a sense, the more success they have in elections, the more the question will be asked, what are they for? Just as with the Pirates in Berlin a few years ago. It's worth noting as well, in the Thuringian parliament, which was elected 2 years ago, since that parliament was elected, three of the alternative's 11 members have actually been expelled from the party because they fell out with the leadership. And, so it's still a fairly volatile party internally, and there is, I would say, the danger that it could easily be hijacked by those people who are on the far further extreme right.
And there's no chance of them ever being in power, is there, in terms of even in a coalition?
I think as far as coalitions are concerned, none of the other parties will deal with them. Again, in Thuringia, 2 years ago, there was a very tight electoral outcome, and the local CDU did flirt with a coalition that would involve the AfD or be tolerated by the AfD. They were quickly slapped down by the National Party, which said that the CDU should never depend on the AfD to form a government, and that remains the official line. The AfD itself doesn't want to take part in a coalition. They would only want, I think, as things currently stand, to enter government if they were in a position to actually change things, and that would require them to to win enough seats to form a government on their own. And I think at the national level that is unthinkable. So unless they tone their act down very significantly, I think they're not capable of entering a coalition with anybody, in just the same way as I suspect in the UK none of the other parties would contemplate a government coalition with UKIP.
No, indeed. Okay. And part of their appeal perhaps is that they're anti-establishment, so therefore if they were seen to be the establishment, that would rather ruin their pitch.
Yes, it could do. I mean, I think it's not imaginable at the minute that they could enter a government in that way. Equally, though, it's worth remembering that the current Left Party, in its early days as the former Communist Party of East Germany, because we're talking a long time ago now, but in the first 10, 15 years of that party's existence, the party also felt that it should not enter government because it would mean compromising on too many of its principles. So that's been another debate which has happened there. There are still members of that party who would rather not compromise their principles and feel their role is as an opposition party. But then some members, the majority now, have taken a more pragmatic view and believe that it's better to be involved and achieve something than to stay in opposition permanently. But I think we're a very long way from seeing that dynamic in the alternative or the willingness of other parties to accept them. And for the CDU in particular, as a party of the right, there is a danger if it looks as though the alternative is a better party of the right, if they allow them to legitimise themselves in that way.
Okay. And perhaps the greater impact might be that that the very growth of Alternative for Germany has an impact on the CDU's policies. They might sort of stop allowing such numbers of migrants into the country. Is that like the more likely scenario, in your opinion?
I think there is always the likelihood that the CDU will modify its policies to avoid being outflanked on the right, but there are limits to that. Their sister party in Bavaria, the CSU, already stands further on that side of the political spectrum than the CDU, and that is currently creating a lot of tension between the Bavarian and the party and the party in the rest of Germany.
Okay.
But this is a scenario which occurs from time to time in German politics. There have been other parties in the past which have set up. There was a DVU in the early 90s which looked likely to outflank the CDU on the right on immigration policy and dual nationality policy. And the CDU, in fact, stayed fairly true to its beliefs. And you also have to bear in mind that if the CDU wants to be a party of the centre ground, it also has to avoid being outflanked by the Social Democrats. And I think Angela Merkel's great political skill has been, in fact, maintaining the CDU as a party of the centre ground. And the difficulty has just been that she's been rather railroaded by these dramatic events in migration policy. But she's benefited from the fact that other countries sort of further east on the migrant route have taken measures of their own, which has by default really protected Germany from having to make more difficult decisions itself.